Hey, good morning, a good chodesh. This will be our third and final session on the topic of packages, ordering and receiving them, Shabbos and Yontif. The first two discussions we had were really focused on if a package arrives on Shabbos or Yontif, am I allowed to open it? Am I allowed to move it? Am I allowed to use it? Different issues of benefiting from malacha done by a non-Jew, the shaila of something coming from outside of the tuchum, opening up a package bechlal. And we basically said, assuming the item itself is not muktzah, and there's a real Shabbos need, or a real yontif need, then you'd be allowed to open the package in a way where you're just destroying the package, and you could utilize the item if there's a real Shabbos or yontif need. If there's not a real Shabbos or Yontif need, then you should not use it. You should not open it. Question is, would it be considered muktzah? So we said intrinsically it wouldn't be muktzah, even if it came from outside the tchum. But if you can't open it because there's no tzorech Shabbos or tzorech Yontif, so then that itself would make it muktzah. In which case, if you want to move it into your house, you should do so tiltil baguf, right? Kick it inside and not to pick it up directly. But now in our third and final discussion, we're going to speak about the actual ordering of something to arrive on Shabbos. And this is obviously very common. Bizman hazeh, nobody goes to the store or to the mall anymore. You just order things online. Okay. So we'll have to preface with a brief discussion on what is the problem of Amira La'akum, of having a non-Jew do malacha for you. We know there's no Isser Deraisa. Non-Jews are not mechuyev in Shabbos. It's actually usher to keep Shabbos fully. So why can't I ask a non-Jew to do malacha on my behalf? Says the Rambam, usher lomer l'nachri lasos lonu malacha b'Shabbos, afal pi she'enu metzuva ala Shabbos. You can't ask a non-Jew to do malacha for you. V'afal pi she'omer lo mikodim ha-Shabbos. And even if you were to ask him before Shabbos to do malacha for you on Shabbos, that's also problematic. So I'm asking you before Shabbos to do something for me on Shabbos. I don't plan on benefiting from that malacha at all during Shabbos, only after Shabbos. Nonetheless, that's still usur. Why? The Rambam says, the motivation of Chazal is that if you were allowed to ask non-Jews to do malacha for you, so then malacha itself would become very kal be'enav. I wouldn't view it as something that's off limits or restricted on Shabbos. I have people doing malacha for me all the time, and if we allowed that to take place in Jewish society, that would inevitably lead to Jews themselves doing malacha. That's the rationale of the Rambam. Based on this, Rambam Ramosha writes in the Igros Moshe, famous tshuva regarding timers, where he says, I have no doubt that if timers were around in the time of Chazal, then they would be usur, they'd be included in the prohibition of Amir La'akum. Because the Rambam says, the fact you have malacha going on around you on Shabbos, it makes it kal be'enehen v'yovul asos ba'atzman. The same thing is true with timers. So officially, they weren't included in the Gezerah. They did not exist in the times of Chazal. But it's that same hashkafa that Ramosha was very opposed to the whole concept of a timer. What's the argument in the other direction as to why you could potentially say that having timers set before Shabbos and malacha going on and off during Shabbos would not quite be the exact same issue of the Rambam? What's that? Well, I'm not doing anything when I ask a non-Jew to do malacha for me either, right?
Yeah, there's no person involved.
Ah, right. So there's no person doing malacha. You could argue that when the Rambam says that Chazal asked Amir La'akum, Shalotehe Shabbos Kalabe Nehen, if you have people doing malacha all around you every Shabbos, so then doing malacha becomes not that big of a deal. In contrast, too, you could argue that if you set the timers before Shabbos and there's no human being doing any malacha whatsoever for you on Shabbos, So then maybe the rationale of the Rambam would not apply. And maybe he wouldn't be so concerned that Malacha becomes Kal Be'nein V'yavo La'asos Ba'asman. That would be the argument in the other direction. Yes, for that series, I'm actually not going to prepare the shir. I'll just do ChatGPT.
Is timer grumma?
No, a timer. Well, a timer is a machlokas, whether or not it's a grumma. That's a big debate between Shlomo Zalman and Reb Moshe. But here, the issue is not your maisa. It's not the fact that you're putting on the light. I'm setting it up before Shabbos.
But let's assume it's a grumma for a second. Then there's less of an issue with the Rambam's concern. Doing malacha, flip the switch, like a tripped a little, reaction or whatever. It's not really.
So that's pretty much what I said. You're using a Hebrew word called grumma. Okay, that's fine. Anyway, but this is a very fundamental Rambam, and that's where Reb Moshe's famous tshuva comes from. Now, there are two Rashis where we poshib shat. It sounds like he gives two different reasons for the iser of Amir Lakum. Rashi in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph towards the very end of the Masechta, he says, "Why is it usher to ask an non-Jew to do malacha for you in Shabbos? V'harehu shlucho l'se'enu b'Shabbos." Talking about a case of taking something for you, so he says you can't ask a non-Jew because then he becomes your shliach, and we say a klal that shlucho shalom kamoso. Right, one's messenger is mamish like himself. So if I have the non-Jew doing malacha, it's as if I'm doing malacha. That's what Rashi says in Shabbos. What's that? Ain shliach lidvar aveira. Okay, ask me something better, deeper.
There's no
shlichus by a goy. Gemara Bava Metzia. So that Rashi needs to be understood. But that's Rashi in Shabbos. The reason why Amir L'Akum is usher is because it's as if you're doing it. He's your shliach.
Why can't that do what the Rambam's saying? In other words, because you're like a shliach, even if it doesn't have shliach, that's making it in your mind that Shabbos is less chashuv to you, and you might
be yourself. It could be. Yesh lodim. But let's first analyze Rashi Menei Obey. Rashi in Shabbos says it's usher because it's your shlucho, shliach. And then Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tesavav and Aleph, he says, why is it usher to ask a non-Jew to malach on your behalf? Masha usher li Yisrael lomer le'ovid kochavim asay li kach. Zehu mishum, it's based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, mimso cheftzecha v'daber dover. That it's the dibor that's usher. Meaning, we know that there's a restriction. This is simin shin vav and shin zayin in Orachayim. Right, based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, mimso cheftzecha is pursuing mundane weekday activities on Shabbos, and then the violation of a daber dover is speaking about things on Shabbos that I'm not allowed to do. So speaking about malacha on Shabbos is aser. So Rashi in Avodah Zarah seems to be saying that the reason why I can't ask a non-Jew to please turn on the light for me, or to please drive to Publix and pick up some milk, is because I'm mentioning malacha. It's a violation of dabra dover. So Rashi needs to be understood minei ubei. Right? Is Rashi saying the isser is because of shlichus, or is Rashi saying the isser is because I'm speaking about malacha?
Is this whole conversation, the amira, is taking place on Shabbos, or is it taking place before Shabbos?
Oh, that's a very insightful question. There's a famous tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. And the Avnei Nezer comes along to be Miyashev, the Stira in Rashi. Right? Make up your mind. Is it Aser Mishum Shlichus, or is it Aser because Dabar Dover? So says the Avnei Nezer, we know the halacha is, I'm not allowed to have a non-Jew do malacha for me. And even if I were to tell you before Shabbos, on Saturday morning, can you please make sure to turn on the AC? That's problematic. And if I was to tell you on Shabbos to do something for me after Shabbos, that's also problematic. So says the Avnei Nezer, right? He says, Rashi needs both of these ideas. He needs Daber Dover to tell you why it's Aser if you're asking a non-Jew to do Malacha for you on Shabbos, even if what you're saying is, can you please drive, right, the kids over to their friend's house Saturday night when Shabbos is over. So if it's based on shlichus, his driving is as if I'm driving, but that's not a problem. I'm allowed to drive Saturday night. The problem would be davar davar, that I'm mentioning malacha on Shabbos. Says the Avnei Nezer, and let's say I was to ask a non-Jew to do malacha for me before Shabbos, right? Saturday morning, turn on the AC. So then there's no violation of davar davar because I'm allowed to speak about malacha on Friday. There the only issue would be that when he actually turns on the AC, assuming it's Shabbos, so then he's as if it's as if I'm doing it. He's my shliach. So that's how the Avnei Nezer explains Rashi, that Rashi is not a contradiction, but both elements are required. Dabra Dover is telling a Jew to do something that's malacha, even if you're asking him to do it after Shabbos, right? It's usher because you're speaking about malacha. And shlichus is even if I were to ask him to do the malacha before Shabbos, as long as he's doing the malacha on Shabbos, that's as if I'm doing the malacha. What a beautiful Avnei Nezer, right? Beautiful. Okay. So what we have here is we have the Rambam. The Rambam's telling us, Chazal said Amir la'akim is asur because that shalote Shabbos kalabe ne'en yovu lasos ba'atman. You might do malacha yourself. And Rashi brings two different ideas, and they're both needed. One is that the non-Jew is your shliach, and the other is you're speaking about malacha on Shabbos. What does the Shulchan Aruch HaRav say? So, let's take a look together. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Graz. Osru chachamim lomer lenachri lasos lonu malacha b'Shabbos. Bein b'chinam, bein b'sachar. You can't ask a non-Jew to malacha for you on Shabbos. Makes no difference if he's doing it for free or you're paying him. Even if you're to ask him before Shabbos to do the malacha on Shabbos, and even if I don't need that malacha until after Shabbos, kisha nochri osa b'Shabbos hu osa b'shlichus ha'Yisrael. Because when the non-Jew does the malacha on Shabbos, he's doing it as the agent of the Jew. The Gemara in Kedushin says that the only time we have the halacha of shlichus is when I ask my fellow Jew to do something on my behalf. But there's no din of shlichus when it comes to a non-Jew. So then how can I say that Amira la'akum is asur because of shlichus? So says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Mikol Makom, right there in the middle. Mikol Makom Medivrei Sofrim, Yesh Shlichus Lenochri Lechomra. That's true. That Min HaTorah, the reality of Shlichus does not apply to a non-Jew. However, Medivrei Sofrim, we sometimes find Shlichus Lechomra. Okay, so basically it sounds the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is answering Hilano's question. Or Rabbi Yehach's question. Too bad he's not here to hear the answer, right? Is that, of course there's no shlichus la'akum, but this is part of the din derabbanan of Amir la'akum, that Chazal created this din derabbanan of shlichus. We view it midirabbanan as if I'm doing the malacha. V'yesh remez le'isr zeh b'shabbos v'yontif min ha'torah, and although there's no isr min ha'torah, there is an allusion from the Torah to the Isser of asking an Anju to do malacha for me on Shabbos and Yontif, because the Pasuk says, Kol malacha lo yasa behem. Yasa means the malacha should not be done. Mashma filu al yadei acherim she'ein mitzuvan al shvisas Yontif. It's mashma that even if it's done through non-Jews who don't have the mitzvah of Shabbos and Yontif, lo yasa means the malacha should not be done. So it's not a drasha gemura, it's not a real halacha min ha-Torah, but it's a remez. Okay. And that's what he says, that it's a ein zu ela smachta ba'alma, v'ikr ha-isra mir lenachri bein b'shabbos bein b'yontif, eino ela midivreihem. But really the isra of telling a non-Jew to do malacha is a din derabbanan, kedei shelo tehe shabbos kala be'enei ha'om. In order that Shabbos should not be viewed as light in the eyes of the people, v'yovu lasos ba'atzman, and then they might come to do malacha themselves. Who does that sound like? That's paraphrasing the Rambam. So we have an interesting paragraph here in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, very beginning of Reish Mem Gimel. He starts off by quoting Rashi, right? Rashi in Shabbos that says, Amir la'akum is usur because we view the non-Jew as your shliach, at least l'chumra. But then he concludes the paragraph saying, like the Rambam, that the reason why Chazal said Amir la'akum is usur is because then malacha becomes no big deal and you might come to do malacha yourself. Well, we have all throughout Chas that there's an Isser of Amir Lakum, but the reason is the Chiddush of the Rambam. We don't have this reason anywhere explicit in the Gemara. So, obviously, Shulchan Aruch HaRav feels that Rashi's notion of Shlichus and the Rambam's reason of it shouldn't become Kal Be'enehen, those go together beautifully. But Pashupshat, they seem like two separate reasons. So I think if you read the Shulchan Aruch HaRav carefully, he's actually saying two ideas. He's saying, what's the structure of the Isser? And what's the motivation of the Isser? And for every Isser, the Rabbanin, we always have the Siba and the Tzura. The Siba is, why did Chazal restrict something? They don't want to take away pleasure from our lives, there's always a reason for it. What's the motivation? What's the concern? So the motivation, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is the Rambam. That they knew, Chazal were Mishayer, that if we allow this to happen, it will lead to Jews doing Malacha. That's our motivation. Beautiful. Okay. But what is the Tzura of this Gezerah? How did they institute it? So to that, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, like Rashi, that the tzura of the Isser is shlichus. Chazal said that when you ask a non-Jew to do malacha for you, it's shlichus l'chumra, it's we're making it as if you're doing the malacha. Right? So the motivation is the Rambam, and the structure of the Isser is Rashi. That's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to be saying. Okay. So that's a background regarding Amir La'akum. But we see from this discussion that even asking a non-Jew before Shabbos to do malacha for you on Shabbos is usur. And why would it be usur? The motivation is the Rambam that non-Jews doing malacha on Shabbos makes malacha kal be'einenu, and the surah, right, the structure of the usur is when he's doing that malacha, when he's delivering the package that I told him needs to be delivered Saturday morning, we view his delivering of that package and all the malacha involved as if I'm doing that malacha. Midiraban. Okay.
Why do you need the structure of the Tzura? Why can't it just be what the Rambam said?
Well, the Rambam is giving a motivation. He's not really explaining what the Tzura is. Every din derabanan, if it's a gezeira, or it's asering something, or it's a takana, or it's instituting something, there always has to be a mechanism, right? They didn't just say, don't do this because we're concerned. They created a din. What is the Tzura of this takana? Okay. Now, there's a very important Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Reish Mem Zayin, where he says, it's true, I can't ask a non-Jew to do anything for me from before Shabbos. Nonetheless, Sif Katan Gimel, Im Ein Yehudi Omer Me'atzmo Sheyelich B'Shabbos. If you give the package to the non-Jew and he says, you know what, I'm going to take care of this right away. You're not requesting next day delivery. You're giving it to him on Friday, but your instructions are, as long as it's there before Wednesday, I should be fine. And he says, you know what? I'm going to do it Saturday morning, first thing in the morning. Les lanba, that's no problem whatsoever. Kevin shi Yisrael lo amar loza, because the Jew never instructed him to do that. Right? So there's obviously no daber dover because the whole conversation takes place before Shabbos. And there's no shlichus because I'm not being mitzava you. I'm not telling you to do malacha on Shabbos. The fact you're choosing to do it on Shabbos, Eino Yehudi, Adaite Lenavshe Kovit, Bishvil Schirose. He's doing it for his own cheshbon, his own schedule. He wants to have the next few days, Sunday through Wednesday, off. So he'll do it Saturday morning, or he's doing it because he wants to impress you. It makes no difference. That's a daitei lenafshe, and therefore, that would be mutter. You bring your car to the mechanic, and you bring it to him Friday afternoon. And he says, when do you need it by? And you respond back, Baruch Hashem, we have many cars in the garage. We don't need this one. We just want to get it fixed up. So at your convenience would be fine. And he tells you, sir, I'm going to do it Saturday morning, first thing. And you say, Shkoyach, no problem, right? Les lanbo. Okay. So what's clear from this Mishnah Berurah, right, Resh Mem Zion is the siman in Or HaChaim that deals with mail, sending mail. How do you remember that Resh Mem Zion speaks about sending letters? Remez, right? When you're, a remez is a hint. So you're writing a letter in class to your friend, a little remez, right? That's Resh Mem Zion. So it comes out, if you were to place a letter in a mailbox, like they did in the olden days, right? Or bring a package to the post office. Bringing anything to a post office would never be usher because you can't rely on them bechlal, and what they say means nothing. But let's say it's UPS or FedEx, something that maybe has more of a reliability. If you bring it to them and you don't say, I need it the next day, even if they tell you, we'll get it done tomorrow, that would be no problem.
Amazon, when you have the options to click which day it comes, you shouldn't click
shop. So now, bisman hazeh, right?
Oh, I thought that we just have a FedEx and UPS. You could say, they say, we'll get it done next day, and you say, okay, that's fine.
I'm saying, but that's their cheshbon, that's their schedule. I'm not saying I need it next day, right? Where this comes up, I think, most practically is Amazon.
You choose that option. What if you could have chosen a longer option? I mean, if there's two options, then it might have been a problem.
We didn't get there yet.
We didn't get there yet. But so far,
Giving the old-fashioned case where you bring the package in and they tell you, you know what? Things look good. We have a very flexible schedule. It'll probably get there tomorrow afternoon. No problem.
They say that's the option.
That's their cheshbon.
But even Amazon has 2 days. So you can get it to me earlier if you so desire.
Oftentimes they even have 3 hours.
Oh.
No.
How about we'll do this, Rabbi? I don't want to get to Amazon quite yet. We need another 3 minutes before we get to Amazon. All right, we're going to get to Amazon and UPS. But let's just stay within the old-fashioned world of going to the post office, right? I have a package. Now, let's say I go to the post office Friday afternoon, and I really need this package in Chicago by Saturday morning. So Pashup Shat, that would be a real problem. I'm telling you to do malacha for me on Shabbos, and therefore, it's as if midirabbanan, I'm doing that malacha myself.
Can I say that if they have a way to teleport it there, it's not laichusly that it practically takes them time to process and get it through, and they're just guaranteeing that to me.
Oh. So that would be a good svara. What Rabbi Yeshua is asking is, I don't care about your malacha. If you could snap your fingers, right, or you could just, you know, beam me up, Scotty, right, put the package in the little special time machine and just zap it over there, that would be fine. It happens to be you live in this thing called reality, and the only way to get it there is through malacha. So, unfortunately, the answer would be, since I also live in reality, right? So then I'm telling you to do malacha for me. If you were to fast forward 50 years, and there would be an option of teleporting the package, so then there would be a different shiloh. But at least where we are here now, the only way to get it to Chicago is doing malacha. And if I tell you I need it Saturday morning, that means I'm saying, do malacha for me. Pashup Shat, that would be usur. Is there any heter whatsoever? No, so if you go there Thursday afternoon, even Friday morning, and there would be any realistic way of them getting it there by Saturday through only doing malacha on Friday before Shabbos, that would not be a problem.
You're talking about 10 minutes before
Shabbos. I'm talking about 10 minutes before Shkia. You already missed 5 calls from your wife. Where are you? Right? It's that point in time, Friday afternoon. So the only way it's going to get there Saturday is through malacha. Pashup Shat, that should be usur. There's one potential heter we find in the poskim, and that's a discussion the Mishnah Berurah has in Shin Zayin, Sif Katan Chaf Dalet. He brings a machlokes achronim. He says, "Da, the madakai melon amir lein Yehudi shuvos." That which we paskin that there's an isser derabbanan having a non-Jew do malacha for you on Shabbos. Hu afilu im omer le'ena Yehudi, she omer le'ena Yehudi acher lasos lo malacha b'Shabbos. That's true, even if I'm telling this particular non-Jew to ask a different non-Jew to do malacha for me, it makes no difference. It's all part of the same isser. That's one pshat in the Achronim, that's a tshuva of the Avodas Gershoni. However, v'chavis yoyer, in Siman Nun Gimel, mitzdadeid, lohokil b'zeh. V'chavis yoyer argues, and he actually comes out lenient, regarding this question of amira la'amira. I'm not asking you to do the malacha for me, I'm asking you to ask another non-Jew, and he'll do the malacha. V'kol shekein b'davar she'enu ela mishum shvus. And for sure in a case where the actual malacha that I'm requesting, when the malacha itself is only a derabbanan, there's more to rely on. Ayin b'sefer achayim shekosev, d'memakum hefsid gadol, yesh lismuch al hamakilin. The sefer achayim writes that if we're talking about a situation of a hefsid gadol, of a real loss potentially, so then you could rely on the lenient opinion, namely you could rely on the chavis yor. Now, this is talking about a case where you're asking a non-Jew to ask another non-Jew to do malacha for you on Shabbos. This whole conversation is happening on Shabbos. Okay? How are you avoiding dabar dover is a good question, because you're speaking about malacha on Shabbos. But the psak here of the Sefer Achaim, and this seems to be the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah, is that in a case of real loss, you could rely on the Chavis Yor. What's the definition of Hefsid Gadol? What's considered a substantial loss? So there's a Piskei Tshuva in Yeridaya in Siman Lamed Aleph that says, whenever we have this klal in the poskim that you could be lenient when there's a real hefsid, that's always a subjective determination. It depends on who you are and what your financial reality is. But if for you this would be a hefsid gadol, you could rely on the Chavis Yor. Now, let's say I were to take this and apply it to Erev Shabbos, lechora there might even be more room to be mekel. I'm not having the conversation on Shabbos. But before Shabbos, I'm asking one non-Jew to ask another non-Jew to do malacha for me on Shabbos. So there, right, you definitely don't have any issue of dabar dover, and you have the opinion of the Chavis Yara to rely on. So kol shekein, we would say, b'makom hefsid gadol, you could rely on that opinion. This is a case that's spoken about in the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. The Bir Lacha in the same siman quotes the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. This is the third line. Hey, Chasam Sofer b'chelik arachayim siman samach mitzdadi lomar. The davka lomar le'nihudi shi'asa ba'atzmo melacha b'Shabbos. It's only problematic when you ask the non-Jew himself that when Shabbos comes to please do this malacha for me. Then it's aser af b'chol lo merlo. Even instructing him on Friday is problematic. Of alisker lo po'alim, but if you're hiring out po'alim, right, workers, dezeh havi amira la amira, meaning you're speaking to the contractor, and then he's going to hire out other people under him, so that's amira la amira. That I'm having a conversation with you, and then you're going to have a conversation with your employees, and they're going to be the ones doing the malacha for me on Shabbos. Ein iser b'zeh kisha omer lo b'chol. Right? So we have the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, who's basically saying, I'm okay with the chiddush of the Chavis Yor if the whole conversation is taking place before Shabbos. Then I'm okay with Amira la Amira.
Even without Hefsid?
That's what the Chasam Sofer seems to be saying. Even if there's not a Hefsid. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, what's that? What's that? Oh, so according to this Chasam Sofer, who seems to fully embrace the Chavis Yar before Shabbos, even if there is no Hefsid, you could argue, taking the package to the post office on Friday afternoon, 5 minutes before Shkia, would be permissible, because that's a mirror la-mirror. The person I'm talking to right now is not the one, you know, flying the plane or driving the truck. He's instructing others to do that for me. I don't want to agree to that because that sounds like a broad, sweeping statement. How about we'll just say like this. When you have a mira la mira, right? When I'm asking one non-Jew to do something, and I know that the only way it's going to happen is by him asking another non-Jew, if it's before Shabbos, the Chassam Sofer seems to say, no problem.
So the end result is that there is something happening on Shabbos. If I say, go build my house to a contractor and then on Shabbos, and he goes and he builds the house on Shabbos, he's what am I doing?
So the truth is, the example of building a house gets much more complicated. That gets into Resh Mem Gimel, Resh Mem Dalid, where you have many other factors. Let's not talk about building a house. Huh?
It's clear from the Lashon of the question that the commentary said it has to be where you know a goy is hiring another goy. Right? In any of these situations, you have no clue if there's a Jew at all. You get Amazon or the post office, there could easily be a Jew as part of that process.
So there could be, right? The question is that how do I know that only non-Jews are going to be involved with this? Maybe a Jew is going to be one of those shluchim. Oh, so we said last week, Rabbi Yisai, we said, generally speaking, we go with Rov. So if you were living in Eretz Yisrael, this would be a whole different conversation, right? But the vast majority of places outside Eretz Yisrael, Rov would paskin that you don't have to be concerned that a Jew is going to be involved. But I want to see the conclusion of the Bir Lacha, because he doesn't fully go with the Chassam Sofer. He says, V'hu mil sechadete, which means, Lamaisa, this is a chiddush. This psak of the Chassam Sofer is a chiddush. U'betshuvas HaRashba, that the Beis Yosef quotes, Muchach lehepoch. The Bir Lacha says, I think there's a proof against the Chassam Sofer from the Tshuvas HaRashba. So it's true, if you were to ask the Chassam Sofer himself, would you feel comfortable with this idea of Amira La Amira before Shabbos, even if it's not a real Hefsid? Likely he would say yes. If you were to ask the Chafetz Chaim himself, would you feel fully comfortable going with this Chassam Sofer? Likely he would say no. Would you ever be okay going with the Chassam Sofer? Pashup Shat, he would say, listen, if you saw what I wrote in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Dalet, that you're allowed to rely on the Chavis Yar, even when the conversation's happening on Shabbos, when there's a Hefsid Gadol, so Kol Shekein, when there's a Hefsid Gadol, you can rely on the Chassam Sofer of going with Amira La Amira before Shabbos, and he might, for all we know, he might not even require Hefsid Gadol, right? He might say even a regular Hefsid would be okay. So what does this mean practically? It means practically speaking, if you really have to overnight something, and there could be a real loss involved if you don't, so then there's what to rely on, and you can overnight a package. There is an interesting complexity, though, when it comes to UPS. UPS, you basically print out a sticker, and then you put it on the box, right? Now, all the information, all of the instructions needed are now on that box. If I bring this to my local UPS store, and they give it to their shipping department, and they give it to other people to fly it and to drive it, one could argue, that's not a mira la mira. When I go to the post office and I say, listen, I need this overnighted, so they're writing all the instructions and they're giving the basic direction to their employees, that's a mira la mira. You could argue, if everything that's happening is based on the sticker, and I'm the one that put that sticker on the package, even if you have three people working on my behalf, maybe that's not a mira la mira anymore, because that's just all following the instructions. And the poskim say that a mira la akum is also, even if I'm not saying anything, even if I'm writing something.
But
Right, so it could be that UPS, you might not have the same heter of the Chassam Sofer.
When you scan that sticker, isn't it really just sending a message to a computer? Call the computer Go 1, and then everyone else is getting their instructions from the computer.
Well, it says Saturday on that thing.
Oh, right. So this is a very interesting potential way around it, right? This actually, there's a beautiful sefer where he has all these different discussions of Shabbos, commerce on Shabbos, where he quotes from his father-in-law, Rav Shlomo Miller Shlita, who basically says that he's very hesitant when it comes to UPS to rely on this chiddush of the Chassam Sofer, because likely it's viewed as you giving instructions to all the people. So Rabbi Goldenberg is saying, why can't you easily avoid that by, you know, I'm going to walk into the UPS office, I'm not going to print it out myself, I'm just telling you, this box I need to get to Chicago by Saturday morning. I don't use computers. I'm not tech savvy. If you could just make this happen for me. And the person working behind the counter says, no problem. He or she prints out the label. They stick it on the box. Huh?
You backed up your laptop. You told them I needed to get to this address by Saturday.
Right. But you could argue, technically speaking, when that sticker is printed out and it's placed on the box, that's not me, that's a Meir Lakum. You have one non-Jew doing the malacha. Oh, so you could still argue that's not a Meir LaAmira, right? Oh. So anyway, this happens to be a very interesting little pocket of Iyun. Can this classic heter, the Makum Hefsid, relying on the Chassam Sofer, a Meir LaAmira, does that apply to UPS? Let's leave that as a question. It's an interesting pocket of Iyun. I want to get to Amazon, though, quickly to conclude the discussion. If you want to order something from Amazon, so generally, how many options do you have?
Three.
Okay, I'm saying when it comes up on the screen.
Three.
Okay. What are the two or three options?
You can either have your Prime Day, you can have it within same 2 day. Those are the normal two.
Sometimes it's 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. overnight. They have different options, but usually there's an option not to get it right away.
So the question is like this. Let's say, right, you have Amazon Prime, and Amazon Prime means that it's always going to be within 2 days? Okay.
Normally.
Well, you have the option to have it on your Prime.
Oh, I'm saying, but if you're an Amazon Prime customer, what that means is what comes up first is the 2 day option, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you could always change it to later if you want to, but it comes up as the 2 day option. So let's say the 2 day option means it's going to be delivered on Saturday. Can you argue, listen, that's like the Mishnah Berurah said in the beginning of Reish Mem Zayin, that Eino Yehudi Amar Me'atmo Sheyelich B'Shabbos Leslan Bo. If you're telling me you're going to bring it to me in 2 days, so then I don't have to say, no, you can't do that. I'm not instructing you to bring it to me on Shabbos. Or could you argue, it's not really the same thing. You're paying for Amazon Prime, right? And because you're an Amazon Prime customer, you're now Zocha all the time to the 2 day option. So maybe when it goes, right, that first option that's already clicked for you, 2 days, which means it's going to arrive on Saturday, you could say that's not stam, you're telling me you're gonna get it done for me, but that's part of my request. It's an interesting shiloh.
If you have three options, why isn't there another option, which is that when they give you three options, like them saying to you, when would you like me to bring it?
Well,
whether you're or not.
Is that so different than the car mechanic who says, right, you bring in the car, I need it by Wednesday. And he says, no problem. I'm going to get it done for you by Saturday.
Well, let's say he says to you, would you like me to do it? Maybe not by Wednesday, would you like me to finish it Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday? Or
So am I obligated in that case to say, please don't do it Saturday, only do it Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday? Or am I allowed to say, listen, I just need it by Wednesday, whenever it's convenient for you? The halacha is I'm allowed to say, I just need it Wednesday.
That's how it happens on Amazon. You can't
So by Amazon, the reason why it's different is because you have these clear options. You have the two-day option, which will come on Shabbos, or you have, let's say, the Monday option. Am I mechuyev to say, no, don't bring it to me in 2 days, rather bring it to me on Monday? I'll share with you a svara as to why you might not be obligated to do that.
What malacha are they doing for you, specifically for me?
Well, I'm saying the malacha.
It's not outside tchum. Does most Amazon have a factory or a warehouse within the tchum?
Oh.
When he's driving, he's not driving specifically for you. He can carry it.
Right, so that does get back into the other two discussions of what malacha is actually happening for me. Right, but I want to answer this one second.
They can do it in one day.
We're gonna get there. You're jumping the gun. We're gonna get there 1 second. but this point of Rabbi Yaakov is very, very important, which is, what malacha are they doing for me? The vast majority of the malacha is not for me. It's for hundreds or thousands of people. On that truck, you have a whole bunch of packages, and he's not just driving my package to my house. He's driving many packages to many homes in the neighborhood. So he might drive another 5 minutes to get to my house. So regarding the hana, where I didn't order it to come on Shabbos, then we have many reasons to say you're not getting hana from malacha. And he's not really doing it for you. But if you give the instructions, I need this Shabbos morning, you could argue, the extra 5 minutes of driving, that's for me, and that's what I was mitzava him to do on Thursday.
He can walk it.
I mean, so that might depend on how far away is the previous stop, how heavy is the item. Okay.
Would there be an issue ordering a 10-minute porch here? Meaning when I place the order in, that you know the truck's gonna have to get it in a place in
So that's really obvious point. I want to get to this, right? Which is like the follows. If they're telling you it's going to be there in 2 days, so I'm ordering this from Amazon on Thursday. I'm an Amazon Prime member, so it's going to come 2 days, which would be Saturday. Oh no, I'm also Jewish. Am I allowed to do that? So maybe the answer is they could get it to you by Saturday by not doing any malacha on Shabbos. They could easily get it to me by Friday if they wanted to. Meaning, I'm not saying get it to me Saturday. I'm an Amazon Prime member, so I have this automatic 2-day delivery guarantee. It's not really a guarantee, but it's kind of a guarantee. Okay. But you don't have to do malacha for me on Saturday.
You could
do all of that malacha on Thursday night and Friday. L'chora, no?
When they provide the option, or just technically, they could always get something to you in a few hours if they wanted to.
So it probably depends what it is, right?
Yeah, it always depends on it.
We just ordered some stuff from my daughter in Camp Sternberg. So it's going to take many days to get there because it's in the middle of nowhere. And there's no real option of, oh, get it there in 4 hours. But when you have local places, you're living in a civilized area, there's always an option to get there earlier. So I happen to believe there's a very strong logic to say keeping it with the 2-day option, even if that means they tell you it's coming on Saturday, should be permissible because they could easily get it there before Saturday. I hear a strong svara like that.
Well, let's say their company policy is they're not going to do that for you because you're not paying for that service, so therefore they could, but they absolutely won't.
Oh, so that gets into a Mishnah Berurah. Maybe we'll end with this. There's a Mishnah Berurah. Oh, can you hand me a chelik gimel quickly? Run, Dovi, run! So that works. That would definitely avoid the issue, right? So there's a Mishnah Berurah here in Reish Mem Dalid where he says as follows. If you ask a non-Jew to do malacha for you, v'hainu Bishiyadua di Efsher Ligmor im lo shiyase gam b'Shabbos, and you know it's impossible for them to finish that malacha unless they also work on Shabbos. That's problematic. Va'af shi'im yenos atzmo v'yeshiv b'layla yuchal ligmor b'chol. And even though you could say, listen, you don't really have to work on Saturday. If you stay up all night Thursday, you can get it done for me before Shabbos. Afal pichein havizeh kimitzavelo lasos b'shabbos. We say you have to live within the world of practicality. That's as if you told them to do it for you on Shabbos. So there's a very interesting discussion on how to read this line of the Mishnah Berurah. Is he saying, dafka in a case where the only way it could be done is for someone to do something that's just totally not normal? Leno says atzmo. You're forcing yourself to stay up till 5 in the morning, right? After 4 caffeine pills, just to make sure it's going to be done without any malacha on Shabbos. Why in the world would someone do that? But perhaps, you could argue, if you bring your clothing to the cleaners Friday afternoon, 5 minutes before sunset, and they're closing in 5 minutes, they're not open on Saturday. And they're not open on Sunday, rather. And you tell them, I want this first thing Monday morning. So that means they're going to clean your clothing for you on Saturday. So on one hand, you could say, oh, Mishnah Berurah would tell you that's usur, because even though they theoretically could come in on Sunday and do it then, instead of Saturday, that's not their schedule. And you can't say that she'im yenos atzmo. Or you could argue, staying up until 4 in the morning, that has no role in our calculation. To say, listen, they could easily do it on Sunday, and they don't have to do work on Shabbos. Why are they doing work on Shabbos? Because that's their schedule. Why is that their schedule? Because they happen to live in America, or because they want Sunday off to go golfing. But for them to do it on Sunday is not crazy. And if they had a really important client, right, they could get it done, and sometimes they would come into the shop on Sunday if they needed to. Right, so this is a very interesting pocket of Iyun as well. How far do we take this idea that they could do it before Shabbos? When it comes to Amazon, they say 2 days, and that means Saturday. But they could pretty easily get it out there beforehand. Now, why won't they do that? Because, like, that's not really an option, and I'm not paying a crazy amount of money. So is that considered, therefore, not at all a possibility? And it's kimitzava? So halacha lemaisa, there's a lot of different things we could analyze. Halacha lemaisa, if there's no need to have it whatsoever on Saturday, you might as well just click the other option. If there is a need to have it on Saturday, or even if I don't need it Saturday, but by waiting for the next option, it's going to be too late, then there should be a lot of room to be mekel and leave it there with the 2-day delivery. Shkoyach rabbeisai.